we had our annual Texas election law seminar this past Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Very informative. Very informative.
There's been certainly a whole lot of things out of y'all's control that have come back to impact you for even this November's election.
There has, and the major issue was the ID law that was passed in the last session that, of course, as you know, a lawsuit was filed, and the DOJ, Department of Justice, was involved, which pretty much stopped the requirement for IDs to be showed at the polling places. Well, when the Supreme Court struck down Section 4 of the Voting Rights Act based on the way they calculate which states have to do preclearance, that opened up or pretty much made the ruling or the lawsuit on the ID bill void, and Texas will now be implementing that law at the polls on this upcoming 2013 November election. So we will be starting a campaign to get the word out on the types of IDs you can use, and the state is pretty specific in their listing of what can be used, and try to get the word out so people know to bring their IDs with them if they don't have a Texas driver's license or a Texas ID or a passport. Then the Department of Public Safety can issue them an ID just for voting purposes. It's called an election ID card, or an EIC. I don't know how that's going to impact Brazos County, but there are some changes at the polls, and there's going to be some changes after the election in the way we deal with provisional ballots, or I should say the voter registrar. So we'll be later getting our results finalized for candidates. So there's a lot of changing coming.
But the one that affects voters the most is going to be those who have to have an ID that, for instance, don't have a driver's license.
Right. And everyone's going to have to show an ID, except in two instances. They can go to the voter registrar and get a permanent disability exemption. So they won't have to show an ID, but they will have to have their voter card that shows exemption. And another exemption is temporary, and that's based on natural disasters. So all that can be done at the voter registrar's office. And I believe it's 30 days prior to an election. We're still getting rules from the state, but that's what I left with yesterday. Another issue we're going to have is your voter registration needs to match your ID. So I can see a lot of issues with especially women who have gotten married and not changed their name, or were divorced and hadn't changed their name back. I could see that being an issue.
Could see address changes also.
And, the way the ID works, they're looking at your name. Although they can use address and birth dates to tie names together. Like my name is Karen Elaine, but my driver's license has my maiden name. But there are ways that the judges can use their judgment to try to make sure that is the right person.
So the key is to have the photo match the name then.
That is the ideal voter. That will get you through the line quicker and to a voting booth quicker if your name matches. So, Bill, I'm assuming your name is William.
That's my middle name.
Is that your middle name? So
not my not my first given name. So,
well, you need to check and make sure yours match.
Yes, ma'am.
No, because that may be an issue. Joseph and Joe, William and Bill. So that might be an issue too. So we're going to have a meeting with our city secretaries and our parties and see what we can come up with to get some information out, maybe putting stuff in utility bills, things like that, sending out with school kids from the school. So we'll be meeting to figure out the best way, because we don't want to turn anybody away. We want everybody that comes to the poll that's registered and eligible to vote to be able to vote.